Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Jesus tells us that we have to become like children to enter the kingdom of God. He says we must become like little children if we even want to see the kingdom of God. So, what is it about children that allows them to see the kingdom of God? What quality enables them to be part of God's glorious world? What element, when it's lost, prohibits us from being part of God's kingdom? That's a very important question that affects us all. Find out the answer right here on Skies Revival Radio as we continue our close examination of the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family. I'm glad that you could join us today, and I trust that you've been enjoying our study as we've been taking a close look at the commandments, seeing how they affect every single part of our lives. Jesus told us that we had to become like little children if we even wanted to see the kingdom of God. Now, what is it about children that allows them to see God's kingdom? What quality enables them to be part of God's glorious world? What element, when it's lost, prohibits our being part of God's kingdom? That is a very, very important question that is very pertinent to us all. And the answer to that question is innocence. Innocence is what lets us be part of God's innocent kingdom. But the innocence of children really is more akin to naivety. Someone who is naive is someone who doesn't know there are consequences for our actions. So a little child has an innocence about them, but it comes from lack of knowledge. It comes from not understanding the consequences of sin. Everything that we do has a consequence, either bad or good. A naive young woman from a Christian home thinks that you can head into the exciting nightlife with all of its drinking, drugs, and dancing. They can then follow their heart, engage in immorality, and that there will be no consequences. Many young women go to college or university with the naivety of youth and excitedly go to their first sorority bash. They become intoxicated, they engage in immorality, and in one night, their lives are thrown away. In one night, whatever remained of their upbringing, whatever vestiges of Christianity remained, are all gone. One night of careless, lustful abandon, and they're never the same. The consequence of their sin never leaves them. Their character is polluted. Their thoughts become darkened. The light of Christ is extinguished. I have just told you the life story of countless Christian girls. And it never gets better. It never changes until we throw ourselves on the mercy of God and seek Him earnestly and ask for His cleansing. There is no cure for sin but the saving grace of God. And now begins a great new work of becoming a new creature in Christ. We lost our childhood innocence when we plunged headlong into sin. We thought there was no penalty for sin, but we found that the consequences of sin are unending. We're broken by them. Our lives are empty shells. We have no joy. Then we meet Jesus. We come to Jesus, or we come back to Jesus, and he shows us the road back. He leads us on a path that restores our innocence. But there is a huge difference now. We are no longer naively innocent. We are now willfully innocent. We are innocent because we choose to be innocent, because we want to be innocent. We choose God's good way because we know sin leads only to death and despair. And that's what we're all about. That's what the Sky Family Ministry is all about. We're about leading people onto the road that brings us back to innocence. This is indeed the narrow gate that leads to radiant life. We are helping people to choose the ancient path where the good way is. And that's why our book is called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. The narrow gate is entering into the clean world of Jesus. It is willfully turning away from the things that pollute our souls. And I know that's quite a feat in today's lust-drenched society, but it produces radiant life. When we willfully turn away from all that incites lust in us, when we learn to control our passions, when we train ourselves to obey God by keeping intimacy within the context of marriage, it produces the amazing fruit of a radiant life. This study we're doing takes a close look at the Ten Commandments. Right now, we are on the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And we're examining the various facets of this far-reaching law. You might want to pick up a copy of the book on Amazon. It's called, again, Through the Narrow Gate. Or you can get a free PDF version from our website. Type Sky Family into your search, and our website will come right up. You'll find the download there. Just search through the website carefully. And there's lots of funny and pertinent cartoons throughout the book as well. We're going to continue on our course now. We're starting chapter 16 with the heading, The Camp of the Canaanites. We read this condemning verse, which takes place en route to the promised land as the Israelites have left Egypt and are heading across country. The verse says, then the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab. God spoke clearly to his people that as he was bringing them into the promised land, that he did not want them to mix with the inhabitants of the land. He promised severe punishments to those who defiled themselves with all of the immorality that was in these nations and in these tribes. He told them to be separate, not to go near those who would pollute them with uncleanness. Now today, we serve the same holy God who demands purity in his people. He's the same. He hasn't changed. But there is a big difference for us today. In the days of Moses, the Israelites went out to visit the daughters of the land. They had to take steps to go out, to leave the camp, and to go into these villages. But today, we needn't take so much trouble. The inhabitants of the land come to us. The very sin, which was unbridled passion, is now at our doorstep and right within our home. Gross immorality, which defies description, is now pumped right into our living rooms and our offices and our workplaces via the internet, TV, movies, games. It's almost inescapable in its pervasiveness. Those who may have led moral lives only a few decades ago are now corrupted by the constant bombardment of sexually explicit input. That corruption causes incalculable damage to marriages, to children, and to the society. There's no middle ground now. There's no place now for decent people that don't know the Savior. Those who desire to be clean must seek Him with all their might. Those who want to be faithful to their spouses must now be aggressive in their pursuit of faithfulness. They must want it as though it was a matter of life and death, and it is. We must willfully seek purity of heart and mind. In our ministry, we call it willful innocence. It is actively striving to become blameless, innocent children of God in the midst of a perverse generation. As children, we have a naive innocence about us, but as we grow up in the society, all trace of innocence is lost. But God has made a way for us to regain that purity. But it is only for those who earnestly repent and call out to God for help that help is given. Those who seek will find and obtain the precious treasure of willful innocence. The sexual perversion and the animal lust, which is now only a click away, is like having a window into the very camp of the Canaanites. That window is easily opened because it can be viewed with a feeling of complete anonymity. What we don't really understand or want to acknowledge is that God's camera of eternity is taping every episode, and it will be played back at a very awkward moment. What once took active seeking is now placed right at our fingertips. It's right at the fingertips of every husband, of every family man, every young woman. Making things worse is that it solicits like the harlot mentioned in Proverbs 7. It comes to us. It is alluring. It is seductive, almost impossible to get away from. Almost is the key. With every temptation, God provides a way out. Those who seek life must seek it with all their strength and all their might. They must be determined that they don't want to die and must pray with all earnestness. Like the harlot in Proverbs, sexual sin lurks at every corner. She seizes him and kisses him. The immorality of the world is not sitting by passively. It is actively seeking new victims to devour. Proverbs 7:26 says, "For many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are her slain. Her house is the way to hell." I hope this terrifies you, because it is only those who are terrified who will make the effort necessary to escape the grip of this sin. For those whose awakened consciences are burning and want to be right with God, there are these helps. First, there is no way out until we realize we are utterly, hopelessly trapped and have no way to escape. If you are not yet convinced of this, simply try to live the next week without any sexual sin, without any lustful thoughts, without becoming involved in anything on the internet. Most of us, however, are painfully aware of how impossible that is. So the first step is to openly and honestly confess the sin to the Father. Don't hold back any detail. He knows them already. Admit before Him and yourself that there is no righteousness whatever in you and that you are desperate for His help. If you sidestep the issue because of your desire to continue in hidden sin and simply try to do a little better, no help will come. You must see the consequence of sin is death and pray fervently with that in mind. Second, you will find great help by praying for God to take away your desire for sexual sin. Tell Him openly that your fallen nature craves those things and that you can't even be sincere in asking Him to remove them. Then tell Him you are willing, but that you need a true desire to be free. Ask Him to give you a desire to want to be good. Honestly acknowledging that you can't stop because you desire to sin will put God on your side. He will send a double portion of strength by His Holy Spirit to those who are bound with the cords of sin and cry out for freedom. You will find amazing things happen after you begin to pray with that kind of honesty. Sexual sin will start to become repulsive to you. He will help you to see it in its true light. You will see that it's ugly and empty. A wonderful verse to repeat out loud is Psalms 124, 7 and 8. Our soul has escaped like a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. This verse has been key for me as I've tried to escape the lure of temptation. Look it up, read it, memorize it, pray it. Third, begin to take practical steps to avoid sin. It's not enough to say, the Lord will have to do it because I can't. He also requires action. Faith without works is dead. Proverbs 4 and 5 say this, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by. Turn away from it and pass on. Keep far away from immorality. Do not go near the door of her house. If that means disconnecting your cable, call them today. Hallelujah. If that means throwing out your TV, so be it. If it means unplugging your games and throwing them in the trash, let it be done before tonight is over. You have others here who have taken a commitment to be with you. You will find fellowship in Christ to be infinitely more stimulating. And what about the worst temptation of all, the internet? You say you can't live without it? Amazingly, higher forms of civilization have existed for thousands of years without it. Men have reached great heights of art and science and philosophy and religion, all without the aid of the internet. If for some reason, such as work, you find it necessary to keep your umbilical cord to hell, do this. Join with others who are seeking to have a consecrated life. and installs software which screens sexual content. Let each one install it for his brother so that each password is only known by someone else. This is a bold step that will cause your father great delight. Now, I'm sorry to say I have to leave off here. We're going to continue with this lesson next week, but I want us to earnestly seek the Lord as we go day by day, asking the Father to cleanse our hearts, cleanse our eyes, cleanse our minds, help us to avoid the snares of the internet and all the different media that we have. Humbly pray that the Lord will cleanse you from the desire to engage in lustful immorality online. Ask Him to help you and to cleanse you. Confess that you can't get away from it because you like it, and ask Him to take that like away. You will find amazing grace for those who are honest like that. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, please cleanse us from every immoral act, every immoral thought. Lord, please make us to be blameless, innocent children of God in the midst of this perverse generation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We look forward to joining with you again on the next lesson. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
saved. Rise up and sing in the morning, courageous in the veil. Rise up and sing in the morning, His mercies never fail. Rise up and sing in the morning, courageous in the veil. Rise up and sing.